Provincially, the estimate for total hectares burnt so far this year is sitting at around 1.2 million, just over that. And approximately 996,000 of this, so that's just under a million, is within the Caribou Fire Center. So it's quite a substantial portion of the provincial total. So currently the costs that we have attributed to the Caribou Fire Center are sitting at $169.7 million, but this doesn't actually accurately reflect how much was spent in this region, basically due to the way that the BC Wildfire Service costs are tracked. A number of costs, including such things as auxiliary employee salaries and our provincial air tanker fleet, are actually attributed provincially, not at the local level. So basically the cost for individual fires is something that we're working on, but it won't be finalized for some time. The Caribou Fire Center was fortunate to receive help from a significant number of personnel that were deployed here from, you know, really around the world. We had people here from nearly all the provinces across Canada, as well as from a number of other countries, including the United States, Mexico, Australia, and New Zealand. And in addition to this, the Canadian Armed Forces were also deployed here and played a number of important roles, both on and off the fire line. And the other thing I just wanted to mention is that while the firefighting crews that we got from out of province were, of course, a critical part of the assistance we received, many of the out-of-province personnel were actually technical specialists, such as fire behavior analysts, for example, as well as support staff who played critical roles both at the fire center and at the various fire complexes. It was great to have them all here and helping us out. In terms of whether the Caribou Fire Center could have done anything differently, you know, where we're sitting at right now is basically as with any significant event, there will be a review of response activities, and recommendations from that review will inform how government approaches future wildfire seasons. I would say that I'm personally most proud of how the various groups working on wildfire response, you know, including our own staff, contractors, industry, fire departments, regional districts, other groups, came together under some what were undeniably very challenging circumstances. I was really impressed to see people work with the dedication they did, especially when, in those cases, when they were evacuated from their own homes and, you know, in some cases separated from family and pets. And then the other thing I'm probably most proud of is the support that we saw from the community. It was certainly very appreciated by our staff, and it definitely demonstrated to me that the Caribou is a special place.